There is a peculiar paradox in the spiritual life that may surprise you. It states that when we succeed at some endeavor, others benefit. Whereas when we fail at a particular project, we benefit and grow in humility. I realize this spiritual paradox seems counterintuitive, the opposite of what we would expect. We think that when I succeed, that should be good for me. But not always, at least not spiritually. Let me use my beard as an example to illustrate what I mean. I started growing this beard about 3 weeks ago, and it sort of symbolizes the struggle and the sacrifice of this coronavirus crisis. For instance, our Sunday collections have really started going down drastically. So now I no longer have the money to buy razors or shaving cream so that I can shave. So the beard stands for poverty. A lady parishioner noted how gray the beard is and remarked, "Thank you, Father John, for being in solidarity with all the women who cannot visit a hair salon and have their hair colored." So the beard symbolizes solidarity with women. And last week, I called to see how my parents were doing. The whole conversation, I gotta tell you, I was on pins and needles, waiting to see if my mom would criticize the beard, because I knew she hated it. But she didn't say a word. So before saying goodbye, though, I cautiously asked her what she thought about my new beard. She said, "Well, if you let it grow a little bit more, you could shave it off and then put it on top of your head." Best comment ever about my beard. You know, if your mama don't love you, ain't nobody gonna love you. So even though the beard feels like the face of failure, paradoxically, it has helped me to grow in humility. Apparent failure, therefore, equals surprising success in the spiritual life. We become more like Christ. Every Palm Sunday, we read Philippians chapter 2, the great hymn that sings of Jesus' humility. But it was not easy for our Lord to come by it. Indeed, it took failure to obtain the great prize of humility. St. Paul recognizes this paradox when he notes how Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming obedient to the point of death, and not just any old death, but death on a cross. But what happens in the face of such utter and obvious failure? Paul gives the answer. God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name. In other words, just like my beard looks like the face of apparent failure and criticism, even though in reality it signifies spiritual success, growth in humility, so too Jesus' abasement on the cross is the moment of his greatest glorification. Interestingly, Isaiah chapter 50, the first reading today, states how the future Messiah would suffer at the hands of people who plucked his beard. So both Jesus and I have had our beards plucked by others, you could say. What feels like failure turns out to be a huge step of success. This coronavirus crisis has certainly been disastrous for most people, indeed for the whole world. Let me give you a sense of the scope of the suffering. The infection rate has risen over 1 million people, and the death toll is now over 60,000 people worldwide. The number of people who have lost their jobs just in the United States soared into the millions just last month, as country after country comes to a standstill. People's lives are put on hold. Even plans that have been in production for years. We can no longer have funerals with more than a handful of people in attendance. Weddings have been postponed indefinitely, and young couples cannot start their lives together. RCIA candidates will not enter the church at Easter. Those who have waited so long to taste the Eucharist will have to wait longer. And the priesthood ordinations are also delayed for our diocese, sidelining young men who are ready to serve the Lord. You might say the whole world is, in a sense, having our collective beard plucked by the coronavirus. This crisis has brought us to our knees, and it feels like the moment of utter failure. And yet, those with eyes of faith might perceive there is a paradox also present in this pandemic. That is, the whole world is offered the invaluable gift of humility. How so? Well, today, no one has any room or any reason to boast or to brag. Today, we all get off of our high horse and sit silently in the street. Why? Well, because we have unearthed a treasure that has been long buried under the powerful progress of science and technology and information, namely the treasure of humility, which comes from the Latin word humus, which means earth or soil. Humility is found when our egos are brought down to the earth. The truth of Genesis rings in our ears and in our hearts that asserts God formed a man from the dust of the ground. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. But how fast we forget the corollary truth that to dust we shall return. In sum, we finally remember who the Creator is and who the creature is and the enormous difference that distinction makes. That's the gift of humility. My friends, this COVID crisis is far from over, but it is not too soon to see the supernatural success that is available in this natural failure, namely, the priceless gift of humility. This is the paradox of Palm Sunday. This is the paradox of every Christian life. And if we happen to forget that paradox in the future, you may see me growing my beard again. Praised be Jesus Christ.